Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
Off the phone call, my friend Ashley talking about how she charges her kids rent while she stays with her. Now her kids are 9 and 5. So they go the phone lines. Everyone thinking of like if you're parenting and maybe it's questionable. Maybe sometimes you look in the mirror as a parent and you're like, God, am I doing it the right way? Maybe you need to start charging rent so they know the value of a dollar. I talked to the show in real time last night. My kids were with their mom last night and my son Cruiser. He basically texted me for squishy money. That 5 and below had squishies. And can I send him money? Send his mom money so they can buy some. And I'm just like, oh, this is getting out of control. So this having my kids pay rent sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, and I feel like you're really good at telling them wants and needs, too. Because I feel like you've had that conversation with them. But I guess it's just another step in your parenting where you have to let them know.
We're getting a lot of DMs. Some people are with it. Some people are not. We do have a Zoe in Phoenix. Zoe, what are your thoughts on this, having your kids pay rent as they stay with you?
Man, my thoughts about it is crazy because my mom always said her door is open, you know, no matter the age. Basically, growing up in Michigan, I've actually came across a lot of foreign families being close to Dearborn, man, and they got it right. They stayed 3 and 4 families in one household. Everybody chips in on the bills. And they teach finances, teach their kids how to work this American system. I see a lot of fancy cars in the driveway, and most of them own businesses around the surrounding cities, and they pass those down to the kids. I don't think they necessarily charge them rent. What point do you take the aspect of being a kid away?
Right.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah. That's a great point. I think after talking to Ashley, it's not astronomical. You're not asking your kids to pay $100. I mean, it was $5. I like it because it teaches them just the financial education that I feel like the school system is not providing. Let them know about interest and let them know about saving and the aspect of you're going to put 20% to play with, but the rest in savings and stuff like that. And I love what she said. Because I go in and out of Targets or Walmarts or whatever throughout the week. And she's right. Your kids always think that they can get something by walking through that door. Mm-hmm. And once you tell your kids that, oh, your birthday money, your Christmas money, yeah, you got $62 in that. Like, so if you want that toy, go ahead. It'll teach them, like, damn, I just spent $20 on that toy. Now I'm down to $40. It teaches them. And I like that aspect.
I mean, I feel it's too advanced. When you take a whole imagination away from a kid, man, like once you start putting all of these things in their face, like the imagination leaves out of a kid.
Oh, no, I want my kids to imagine them being homeless. Imagine being you've been homeless. And they're like, this is what dad provides.
Not homeless.
Are you saying basically like you're introducing basically them being stressed? You know, introducing that stress to them too early instead of just letting them play and be kids because they are going to have to adult the rest of their lives. Yeah, I agree. Joey is wrong.
Yeah, I kind of see both sides. When you put it that way, that's kind of where I felt initially, but I think you put it in words the best of not wanting to take away that child. I understand teaching them financials. I think just at 9 might be a little too young for me personally if I was a parent.
You can prepare it, you know what I'm saying? You can introduce it in even little fun ways, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to with play money or something like that. You know, put a lock on the cabinet and make them use the money that they earn from chores, you know, the little play money that they earn from chores and build off of that. Like, you can come up with little clever ways to make it fun as well and still have an imagination.
It's a real world out there. I want to teach my kids early what the real world is. And at the end of the day, it's $8, y'all. What are we talking about? $8, what they're coming up with, man. Well, that's why they get $20 a week. $20, $40, $60, $80. If you can't teach your kid from $80 to save $8, you're doing a bad job as a parent.
Yeah, I don't think it's necessarily that. I think it's just, I don't know. I just feel like it's so young. I don't know.
Strip their imaginations, man. Way to go.
Yeah. The younger you start teaching your kids about real life, the more you're not going to have these socially awkward kids that's going to need mommy and daddy to save them all the time. You got to cut the umbilical cord. And I think some parents, like JD says, like he started learning adulting at 15. That's crazy. You got to teach your kid way younger than that about real life. Today is not the same as 5 years ago and 10 years ago. It's getting bad out there. And I think you will agree, my guy. And you got to teach these kids that.
You're absolutely right.
There's some bad things. These kids are just. Man, they're just not the hustle that we grew up on. And parents, it starts at home. The parents are just enabling their kids.
We didn't have phones. We didn't have iPads. We didn't have stuff like that. So there were other means. I don't know. I feel like definitely technology plays a factor in that.
I mean, we're taking out the clocks off the walls now because the kids can't read the, what's a big hand and a small hand? Now everything is digital. It's so crazy, right?
That is diabolical.
Isn't it? But that just goes to show that we're just coddling these kids. So let's teach them a little early. Maybe it's debatable whether 9, maybe you wait 10, 11, 12, but maybe you just sit down with your person and say, at what age? Because right now, my kids just think they can text me, I need squishy money.
Mm-hmm.
And like, can I do an extra chore? Well, you're supposed to do those chores. What are you talking about? What are you doing here?
Right.
Man, my mom told us she had us for that reason.
I know that's right. That's why I had you.
I grew up wild.
Yes.
I had you for help.
Yeah. I don't remember the last time I did dishes. That's why I got y'all. Y'all do the dishes. Y'all take out the trash. Y'all take out the dog. But it's a different way. But I agree. Maybe it's debatable about what age. Maybe that's the thing, the hang up, the age. Maybe it is 12. Maybe it is 12. Yeah. You hit the junior high or something like that. But we'll keep you posted, Mike. I appreciate the call.
Thank you, guys. Have a blessed evening.
Yeah, I got you, man. All right, man. You can call in if you want to. Still have the phone lines starting to bling bling off that one right there.
602-805-0101.
When we take some more of your calls, we do got to prep for the staycation set up with Myth Sienna. Sienna, who are we tapping in with?
So we're going to check in with Nia from Phoenix, and she thinks her man could be taking her and other women to the same restaurant because the waiter at the restaurant snitched him out.
Snitch.
The waiter?
I know, getting involved in her business. But I guess he's helping her out. I don't know. We'll find out.
You know why? He didn't pay rent growing up.
That's what it is.
That's what it is. Hey, someone just hit me on the DM. David, thank you. He says, Capital One allows your child at the age of 13 with a credit card.
That's insane. Hey, and also, you didn't bring up how much you would charge your kids for rent, like right now.
I like the $5. I like the $5 for like Gia and Cruz, like $5 a month. And Cruz does have a little cell phone now. I like maybe another $5. So maybe $10 for Cruz every month. JoJo, 200.
Yeah, JoJo's is up a little bit.
Yeah.
You are so all over the place with Gia. Like, you are just $10 for Cruz, $1 for Gia.
50 cents.
No, Gia would be $5 for rent. She doesn't have a phone. So $5 for Gia, $10 for Cruz because he has a phone. And the rent, and I like it. I really think I'm going to apply this.
Dang, Landlord Beezy.
Yes. I'm knocking on the door. Rent's due. Rent's due. Oh, looks like you're sleeping outside with Gizzy tonight if you don't get that rent.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time, or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.